What's up, everybody? It's the Bodie Bros. I'm Phoenix Ray.
And I'm John with a J. Just kidding, man. We're not having technical difficulties. No. We're just being silly. All right, we're back. What, did we take a week off again?
Yeah, I think we took a week off. Hey, look, we're recording that little thing that didn't come up saying we only got 10 minutes.
Oh, well, probably because we started at 10 talking. It's only 10:22. So we'll get that 10-minute warning probably in about 8 minutes.
Okay. All right.
That's what I think, if around there.
All right. So what we're going to do today is we're going to pull a card for you guys and build a little discussion about that, about the reading. So I think I'm going to go with Earth Warriors.
We got some new background music. It's pretty cool.
Some new background music?
Yeah.
All right.
By Phoenix Ray and the Flaming Arrows. I don't know. What's your band name? I forgot. Phoenix Ray. You have to have it's got to be Phoenix Ray and the something.
It's got that's Ray and the, I don't know.
and the Holy Ghosts. Phoenix Ray and the, it's got to be something badass. Like
the Earth Warriors.
Phoenix Ray and the Earth Warriors. That's the band name. Hey, this episode too, we're going to be at the end of the card reading, we're going to be introducing a new element I didn't even bring this up in the production meeting, Ray, but this we did on this on the notes a few weeks ago, the introduction to the Fire Queen. Remember
the what?
Our first character that has given us permission, written and verbal, to include them into the show, but refer to them as someone else, not by their name.
Right, right.
So this is the way that Ray and I thought maybe it would be fun. Like, so if Ray works with someone, right? And let's call that person Joe, right? And Joe's like, yeah, you could talk about me in the show. He wouldn't be Joe. He'd be like, dude I work with, or, you know, Lightning, yeah. A nickname of sorts.
An alias.
Right.
A street name.
A what?
AKA, a street name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially, right. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to pull a card. You guys know the drill. Ask your questions now, whatever area of your life that needs answers and you got concerns, all that stuff. Am I not got the old energy?
Or don't ask a question. Just sit back and take a message, receive a message. But you're here, so you're a match to it. Whatever you pulls, apply however you feel called to do so.
All right, we have the card. We have card number 5, Circle Cross of Tanan.
Sounds delicious.
Tanan, and it says, rare intersection of heaven and earth. Look at this beautiful card right here. Look at that. That's a sexy card.
Earth Warriors. This summer.
I think of like He-Man. Like I think of like, you know, all the
yeah.
All those like guys.
That. Yeah.
Where did they live? Tower of
Grayskull.
What was this? Did they have a city name or what were they? I mean Castle Grayskull, but was there a name of that land?
Like where they lived?
Yeah.
No, I remember Castle Grayskull.
Was it the kingdom of something or where,
like, probably. They made, aside from the animated series, I think He-Man must have been a comic book at some time too. So
maybe anybody yeah. watches knows where He-Man's from.
Yeah, call in now to one of our cell phones if you have our numbers.
Call in for your free read.
Oh, wait, this is a live recording, but you guys are going to see it live. Screwed. Next segment. All right. We're reading the card.
Yes. Your plans and purpose are in alignment with greater cosmic forces. Whether you see it coming or not, things will fall into place and what you have been working towards will come to fruition. A rare intersection of heaven and earth will result in a precious manifestation of grace. The divine shall correct a situation that is in need of realignment. Fear not, pray boldly, and be faithful. All is well. Now there's a second part.
Okay.
You got all that in, all that good stuff. Your soul is a facilitator of sacred union between the spiritual realms and the earthly world. Whether you do see this as an artist, a healer, an activist, a priestess, or shaman, or in some other way, honor your path and your purpose. Take care of yourself and prioritize your spiritual life according to the practices and methods that help you remain open, connected, and grounded, with your heart open to Great Spirit and moved by love for our earth. You are a part of a team of souls working to keep the balance of light on our planet intact, accessible, and vital. Offer yourself to the divine plan without holding anything back, and know that you shall be helped in countless ways, just as you offer your own will and talent to the sacred purpose of healing this world.
And we could talk about this in so many different ways. The one beautiful thing that I feel like I'm pulling out of this reading is a gentle reminder to myself and to anyone that feels called to allow this to soak in, to take a really close look, a really intimate, slow down kind of look at all of the people that enter or are already a part, and those that are leaving from your life, and treat them as if they, each and every one of them, you don't know their name. Maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's the cashier at the grocery store, maybe it's someone just riding by on a bike, but treat each and every one of them as if they are, because they are, sacred. There are zillions of people on this planet. So every time you have this gracious gift of an opportunity to connect with, just visually see someone passing by or whatever, each one of those interactions, those moments of your very limited life here on this planet is sacred. That of zillions of people, you get that one in this moment to interact with. Out of a sea of endless possibilities of human beating hearts, you're connecting with this one. Don't forget that, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that makes life more special when we walk by people and wave hello. Oh, we're running out of time. All right. But again, I could talk about that for hours. Ray, your take, you go.
Yeah. What I kind of got from that is, you know, we all have our purpose, and whatever role we're in, we can bring that purpose into fruition. No matter what we're doing, you know, it doesn't matter if your job may be that you don't have to be, have some sort of spiritual, what you would call spiritual work or job to be a healer or to be, to bring peace or to bring love. You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, it isn't someone working in an office, someone working in a store, someone, you know, doing landscaping is just to, you could bring healing into that situation. You can bring love. You can, like you said, everything sacredness, and you know, make sure everyone around you, you know, you could be that person of loving awareness and hold space for people, and maybe be a safe space for people where, you know, they don't feel triggered or they feel safe to be vulnerable with you. So it doesn't really matter what your day-to-day things is. It's just like living in that moment and being that love, being that lighthouse for those people that may feel lost or confused.
I like that, man. So. I like that we pulled two totally different but the same things out of there, man. Like, and I think that's the beauty of one of the many beauties of cards and readings and slowing down, taking a moment to connect with a sacred person during our sacred Bodhi time here, to receive a message and someone's poetry in however it's going to affect you. And maybe some of you got, I hope a lot of you got something that we haven't even touched on yet out of this, because if someone reads poetry, and in this instance, it was Ray, right? The way Ray reads a card, or the reading after, in and of itself is its own presentation that can, as an art form of expression, can be received in many different lights. Yeah. And so, yeah, man, look, the clock is ticking here again. We could talk, I could talk about this subject for hours, but we did promise a little sprinkling of a what may be to come in future Bodhi episodes. So for me, I needed some type of permission to be able to talk about personal people in a way that felt comfortable, and like someone wasn't going to watch an episode and go, I can't believe that you said you talked about that, because that we got rid of it. So with the Fire Queen, I originally had a different nickname for her. I was like, yeah, well, we'll call you, you know, this. And it was this a city where she lives near. Okay. And she's like, no, I don't want to be called that. And I was like, why? It's not even the city.
Fire Queen?
What's that?
Did she come up with that name?
The Fire Queen?
Yeah.
No, that came out with me joking. And she's like, oh no, that, like, I went, like, instead of calling her, you know, a generic name, first name, like Mary Susan or whatever, or I went grandiose with it. So I'm like, whoa, what do you want? Something like the Fire Queen, because you're so badass. And she's like, I think I enjoy the Fire Queen. And so the Fire Queen, it became. And in fact, one time I was like, hey, I think we're going to be doing an episode, and you're going to be one of the first real people that we introduce as a character in our show to talk about, so that we can breathe and bring heightened awareness and mindfulness to these things that we talked about, that we want to talk about, like dating and relationships and all that stuff. So this is a very wonderfully once in a lifetime type of people that I met online through Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And so Ray knows a little bit of the story. Our audience doesn't know anything of the story, because this is new material, folks. New shit. Not shit. She's delightful. One of the smartest people I've ever met on the planet. And shot for shot, wit for wit, bite for bite, just stands right next to me, and I'm like, ha, ah, and she's like, ah, 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 you know, like it's hilarious to watch. I'm like, man, like I'm running and she's right next to me, and I've never really experienced that in another person in this very, very unique way. So quickly, because she is admittingly a fan of the Bodhi Bro show.
Do you think she's a twin soul, or something, like a twin flame or something?
Wow. Ray's not letting me even like talk around the bush here. We're diving right into the thorny middle of this bush, because he's looking at the time. All right, Fire Queen. Ray wants me to get to the juicy stuff. So no more ring around the story. All right. What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
I said I brought up twin flame.
Is she a twin? I don't even know if I know what that means.
Like a twin like that and fire. And I was thinking like twin flame. You're the Fire King.
Well, can you have more than one twin flame?
Yeah, probably. Who knows?
Or
you have triplets and quadruplets, right?
What?
You can have triplets and quadruplets.
Okay, fine.
So you can have a fire like quadruplet.
I think I might know where you're flirting with going, but I don't know if we have
it. Oh, I wasn't going there, but yeah, you can go there too.
All right. So on a serious note, because she's a fan of the show, she watched the show where I came out of the social shell of sharing this information of my power of three manifestation, right? And she's like, well, I get, and before this, she knew this before this, but that was, the show was kind of really definitive. She's like, I knew you were serious, but now you're really serious about this. And that didn't change anything in our relationship, but just to illustrate that she does watch the show. That actually strengthened our relationship, because in the beginning, and I took this from one of the many pages of Teal, right, was I moving forward, because I know this about myself, I'm obligated to share this up front with people, right? Because mm-hmm. otherwise, it's not fair. It's not. It's like I'm leading someone on. I'm withholding information or whatever. That in the beginning stages of relationship, you're forming feelings and all that stuff. And for someone to go, oh, by the way, the only way that I'm ever going to be serious about something is if it looks like this.
Right.
It shouldn't be a by the way conversation. It should be the before we even get close to that. So
yeah, you let people know up front and be authentic with them.
And I know she really, really it hurt a little bit, because we got very close very fast, as much as you can strictly online, but you can still do it. We all know it can be done.
Right.
She knew that there wasn't going to be a romantic future, because that was a hard no for her, right?
Yeah.
And as that happened, we both were kind of grieving, like, man, we found this really awesome twin flame feeling type of situation, and now it can't even happen. Sigh, here we go again. But I think we both held each other in it and allowed each other to just genuinely feel the disappointment, the grief, all everything that came with it, and didn't leave each other. We stayed there. And I think that made all the difference, because she's like, I don't want to go. I know that it's not going to be what I wanted it to be. And I'm like, same here. And well, others,
I think that kind of comes from a little bit of the judging mind, thinking that a romantic relationship would be better or more than a good friendship. And that's kind of like, you know, you're saying like, oh, because it's not a romantic, it, you know, most people say, oh, I want it back down to a, why is that a down?
It's not.
That's just that you're judging that there's layers to it. Like that's that romantic relationship would be more important than a really good friendship.
Yeah.
That's, you know, sometimes I would rather have a really good friendship than, because that the romantic, you know, who knows? There could be a lot of different bumps on the road, and you know, where that friendship can be used more pure.
And look, Ray, I don't know how many more seconds we have left, because it's less than a minute, but let me just say this. Thank you for giving us the permission to explore this new era in the Bodhi Bros. Fire Queen, all the respect and the love. You are amazing. And I am a very lucky person to have you as a part of my life, whatever that looks like. And it will be a forever treasure that I hold very, very close to the core of my core. Yeah. Bodhi hearts. Boom, boom. Yeah. She even said that she thought Ray was cool too. I mean, she's not just a John with a J fan. Like, she's like, yeah, Ray's cool.
All right.
Usually it's one house or the other.